These are the news headlines from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago. These headlines are brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories from September 27, 1920. I'm Larry Drayfall. The issues with parking on Grove Avenue would be solved, according to real estate dealer George H. Andreessen, by widening the roadway. Andreessen suggested that abandoning tree banks along the avenue would give the road a 48-foot width. The session was an informal meeting, but commissioners say they would support the proposal and present it to Mayor Arwin Price. Babe Ruth now has 57 home runs. The use of patent road building materials, a bituminous product, will just not do. That's the suggestion of Rockford resident Malcolm McKinnon, secretary of the Grant Highway Improvement Association. The group suggests that the Elgin-Chicago Lake Street thoroughfare be constructed of concrete. McKinnon indicated that Elgin's Better Roads Group concur in the use of concrete as the pavement of choice for the product. McKinnon indicated all of the pavement between Rockford and Elgin is either completed or under construction, and much of that work is concrete. Progressives in the Milk Marketing Association are claiming a victory over the group's Old Guard. The long-running dispute over control of the price-setting organization for milk producers in northern Illinois concluded with President Frank Holt and Secretary E.C. Rockwell, the old guard of the association board, indicating they would resign from their positions rather than commit to working harmoniously with the new membership of the board, despite a nearly unanimous vote to support such actions. Those were some of the headline stories from Elgin's News of 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. Visit the Elgin History Museum at 360 Park Street, Elgin.